Okay, Shalom Rabose. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Samech Aleph, and we're here at the bottom of Daf Samech, in the middle of the, the Pigel Sugyos, and having the wrong Machshava for certain aspects of the Korban. Again, things that we mentioned yesterday, probably good to just chazer quickly. There are four avodas for a Korban in general, as a basic, if you're bringing a Korban that's going to be shechted at least. There is the shechita, the shechting, the holicha, the Kabbalah really first, is accepting the blood. There's the halicha, the carrying the blood to the mizbeach, and then there's the zrika, which is sprinkling it on the mizbeach. And there are several types of machshavos psulos, several different types of inappropriate thoughts by the kohen that at the time of the bringing of the korban that will mess up the korban, for example. And then there are various levels. One of them is the most chomer one is if you have intention or the kohen has intention to eat the korban chutz lezmano, outside of the time frame for the required korban. So that's something called pigel, and that's a chiyuv koris to partake of that. There's another thing that is called chutz limkomo. You have intention to eat it outside of the designated zone for eating that korban. Kachin kadashim is it within the Beis HaMikdash, kachin kalim within Yerushalayim. So there it's going to be pickle, it's not going to be a chiyuv kares, but that will also mess up the korban. And then what we've been talking about, and we'll continue to talk about, is something called shinui hashem. If you have in mindset to, when you shech the korban or do whatever, one of the four avodos that I mentioned beforehand, if you have in mind that this should be for a different korban, for example, as we've been talking about, if you're shechting korban Pesach and you have in mind that it should be a shlomim. So that's called shinui hashem. Most of the korbanos are going to be fine, even though they're not going to count for whatever chiyuv. If you have, for whatever reason, you have a chiyuv to bring, I don't know, an ola, an asham, etc., it's not going to count for the chiyuv, but the korban itself will be fine. But by the Pesach, we saw already that that's no good. That if you have we learned that from different drashos, that if you have a korban Pesach and you shecht it for the wrong korban, you have intention for a different korban, so that is going to be no good. There's another psul, another shinui hashem, which is something called shinui bailim, which we're going to encounter today, that if you have intention to shecht korban Pesach for the wrong group, for the wrong owner, or any korban really, for the wrong owner, right? If you have, as we'll see in the Gemara, if you have, let's take the Korban Pesach. So usually the Korban Pesach was shechted, always, the Korban Pesach was always shechted for a set specific number of people. If you have in mind to shecht the Korban Pesach for group A, but you're thinking about that this should be for group B, that's going to mess up the Korban as well. That's pretty much what we should say with an introduction. And now we are here, five, six lines up, Iboilu, I guess in the first white line, right, Iboilu, right, again on Samech Amid Beis. Iboilu, that's the following question. Pesach sheshachtu b'shar yimos hashana b'shimli b'ilim mahu. Now we had said, if you remember, we had said at the end of the day, yesterday, that ironically enough, if you shech the Korban Pesach, shalo lishma, meaning if you shech the Korban Pesach for, and you had in mind that it should be a Korban Shlamim, so on Erev Pesach, it's no good, right? Because that's when you have a chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach. But if it's, Yud Teves or Yud Shvat, I did that yesterday also. If it's Yud Shvat, so then if you had in mind that you thought it was a Korban Pesach, but you had in mind that it should be a Shlamim, you shechted it Shalo Lishmo, so then it's going to be kosher, right? That's going to be kosher the rest of the year. So the question is now, what about if you shecht a Korban Pesach on the rest of the year, right? Let's say on a random Tuesday, and you have Shinui Bailim, and you shecht it not for person A, but for person B, with the psul of thinking about the wrong owner. So, Mao, what's the din? Shinui Bailim Kishine Kodesh Dami? Is that exactly the same thing as shechting it for a different korban? Right, Umachshirle, and therefore it's kosher? Like, as we said, if you think about a Korban Pesach, and you think that it's a shlamim on a random Tuesday, so then it's going to be a good korban. So does that work? Is that also good if you think about it, the wrong person? Right? Oh, no. Or is that no good? Right? Or is that not going to work? Now, at first glance, right, that makes no sense to equate the two. Meaning, you're telling me, but why is a korban Pesach that's shechted for a shlamim on a random Tuesday, why is that good? Because lamaisa, it's a shlamim. Right? Yes, it may have been designated for a Pesach, but lamaisa, you had machshava for it to be a shlamim, therefore it's good. Why should whoever you're shechting it for make any difference whatsoever? Right? That lechora doesn't make any sense. Right? Well, who cares? Right? Whether it was for Reuven or for Shimon, right? Still you're shechting a korban Pesach on a Tuesday. Why should that be good? So Rav Elchanan Wasserman writes in the Kovetz Shiurim that it's basically that it's not that when you decide to shef the Korban Pesach and you have in mind for shlomim that creates it as a shlomim. That's not how it works. It's the fact that when you change whatever designation it was, in this case from Pesach to shlomim, so that makes it no good if it would be on Erev Pesach. And since, again, a very fancy lumdus that I'm not sure I understand 100%, when you change the designation on a random Tuesday, you're doing something that would make it no good on Erev Pesach. Therefore, it reverts to not being a Korban Pesach. So too over here. The question is, on Erev Pesach, if you shefted Ruve's Korban and you had it in mind for Shimon, so that's no good. That messes it up. So if you do that on a random Tuesday, right, does that also mess up the Korban? And therefore it's going to be mutter, just like if you changed whatever designation, i.e. from a Pesach to a Shlomim, on any random Tuesday as well. That's the question. So I'm Rav Papa said, I'm Risa L'Shmaitza K'meder Rava. I asked this question to Rava, and he said, Rav Papa argued as follows. Hol v'shinu kodesh poslo bizmano. Since changing the Kodesh, meaning changing the name of the Korban, right? You're thinking that it's a Shlomim when really it's Korban Pesach, would pasul it bismano, would pasul it on Erev Pesach. Vishinu bailin pasulim bismano, and so too, if you shecht Ruvain's Korban and you have in mind for Shimon, on Erev Pesach, that's also going to mess it up. So mashinu Kodesh apostle bismano, machshiro la'achar zmano, just like changing the name, the designation of the Korban on Erev Pesach on a random Tuesday will also make it mutter. Will make it mutter. So too, if you change the owner on a random Tuesday, that's also going to make it mutter and during the rest of the year. So Amar Li and Rava said back to him again, like as he said, that maybe you can equate the two, like Rav Elchanan explained, right? The Havamina being, Rav Papa Shita being, that since if you would have done something that would have messed it up on Erev Pesach, so that would have. That would render it kosher on the rest of the year. So Amar Li and so Rava said back to him, look, it's not true. In Mamarta Bashina Kodesh again postal Bagufo, Vyeshna Arba Avodos, Vyeshna Lach, well that's okay. So basically Rava explains that no, Shinoi Kodesh, changing the designation of the Korban from let's say Pesach to Shlomim, that is totally different than changing the owner. Right, because they're just different types of mistakes. They're different types of errors in machshava. What do we see by Shina Kodesh? Poslo begufo. It's a psul in the guf, in the actual korban itself. Right, this cow was this sheep was for a Pesach, and now it's a sheep for a shlomim. That's a psul in the etzem, in the actual korban itself. V'yeshno arba avodos, and that psul applies across any one of the four. Avodas, whether it's shchita, kabbalah, halicha, sprinkling, etc. Right, for any, if you have any machshava that's incorrect for a different korban, for any of those, it's going to mess it up. V'yeshno la'achar misa, right, that also applies after a person passes away, meaning that if a person says, I'm going to bring a korban, and then he passes away, so his children have to bring that korban. And then, in that case also, as Rashi explains, right, if the Kohen would think that the Korban Chatos was actually a Korban Ola, that would also mess it up. Right, that would also mess it up, and you'd have to bring a Korban again. V'yeshno b'tzibur kibiyachid, and the same psul applies whether they're talking about a Korban Tzibur or Korban Yachid. So if it's a Korban Tumid, for example, and he decided that he thought it was a Korban Chatos, that would also mess it up. So those things are true of the Shinui Kodesh, the change in designation of the Korban. The Shinui Bailim is different, though. Right, psul begufo, because it's psul, is not inherently in the korban itself. The psul comes from some outside source. It was just shechted for the wrong person, but the actual etzem korban is totally fine. Ve'enu b'arba avodos, it doesn't necessarily apply to all four of the avodos. And basically, for the zrika, if you thought about Shimon instead of Ruvain. That is going to mess it up. But the other ones are not, meaning necessarily. That's what Rashi explains. It's not true across all four of the avodas. Ve'inu la'achamisa, and it's also not true achamisa, meaning if the yorshim, if the inheritors bring a korban for the father or the mother who passed away, so then if the kohen had somebody else in mind, so then it's fine. They don't have to bring another korban. It's also not true of a korban tzibur necessarily. Meaning everybody, right? The korban tamid is brought for all of Am Yisrael, right? The kohanim and the Yisrael that stands there to bring the korban pesach, right, to lean on it, etc. The korban tamid to lean on it, etc. So that's because they're representing for all of Am Yisrael. So you can't mess up the ownership. Everybody owns the korban tzibur. So that doesn't apply. That psul doesn't apply. So you can't apply. These two psulim are totally different. So you cannot equate one to the other. And the Gemara points out, ironically enough, that the of those psulim, of those four things that we just mentioned, how the psul in the shinoi hakodesh versus the shinoi habaylim, so actually only two of those are really relevant. If alpha gav the tarti lav dafka, right? Even though two of them are not actually relevant, only two of those are actually different. Well, the Gemara explains tarti mia dafka, right? Oh, sorry, meaning tarti lav dafka, tarti mia dafka. Two of those comparisons are legit, and two of them are not. Right? Demashina shinu baylem dol havi psula bagufo the psula machshava ba'almehi. Right? Shina kodesh nami psula machshava ba'almehi. The whole difference between the psula kodesh, meaning a psula in the designation of the korban, versus a psul and who owns the korban, what's the difference? Whether it's a psul in the actual gufa korban or not, right? It's still just a machshava. It's still an improper mindset when bringing the korban. So that's not really such a difference. And v'suin also, hadamar shinu ba'ilim ino el lacharmisa. This change that you said, the difference that we said that if you change the owner after the person passes away and the coin had in mind for the wrong person, right? That's not true according to everybody. Right, you see, there is a shita that actually would mess up the korban if, let's say, Reuven's children brought a korban for him, and the kohen was thinking about Shimon, that would mess up the korban. So either way, but tarti mias dafkanin. Who still, you can't really compare the two psulim. So Ella Amar Rava, so Rava says Pesach Shashachtu b'Sharia Moshe Shana b'Shinui Baylim Nasa Kamisha Inlo Baylim Bismano Upasol. So Rava says no. That also will passel. He says, no, it's just like someone who didn't have an owner, right? Didn't have a bailim, doesn't have a master on Erev Pesach. Meaning it's passel. Meaning he doesn't compare the two. And he says if the kohen messes up the owner of a psachim, of a Pesach that you offered on a random Tuesday, that will also mess it up. Meaning that will mess it up, as opposed to whether if you change it from a Pesach to a Shlomim, right, which would make it kosher on a random Tuesday, if you change the owner from Reuven to Shimon, that would passel it on a random Tuesday. That does not allow it, again, because theoretically it's still a Korban Pesach, right? You're still shechting a Korban Pesach on Tuesday, right? On a random Tuesday, that's not Erev Pesach, and so therefore it's no good. Even if you change the owner from Reuven to Shimon, that doesn't matter according to Rabbah. Okay, new Mishnah. This mission recorded already, and it lists a bunch of things that will also mess up the Korban Pesach if you have the wrong machshava when shechting it or doing some of the other avodas. Shechtu shalol ochlav. If you shecht it for people who are not, this doesn't mean people who are not listed in the group, but people who are not able to eat it. Like, say, for example, people who are sick, etc. For shalol lemnuyav. And now this means, let's say you shechted it for people who are not in the group. La'arelim. You shechted it for people who are not circumcised. Ulatmeim. And for people who are tamei. Not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. So in that case, pasul. Therefore, in that scenario, the Korban Pesach is pasul. La'ochlav. Excuse me, v'shalol la'ochlav. Lemnuyav, v'shalol lemnuyav. What about half and half? Right, you shechted it for people who can eat it and people who can't, people who are in the group and people who aren't. La molim v'la'arelim, for people who do have a bris milah, people who don't. La tamei mutaharim, tamei tar. So in that case, kosher. In that case, it's fine. Right, even if half and half, right, some are good, some are no good, that's fine. Shechtu kodem chatzos, if you shechted the korban pesach before noon on Erev Pesach, so then possible. Right, as we said, we have to do it later in the day. Mishum shenamar bein harbayim, right? You have to shecht it in the afternoon. Shechtu kodem latamid. Right, if you remember, we had the Korban Pesach shechted after the Korban Tamid. So if you do it before the Korban Tamid, then kosher, then it's okay. Ubilvachi echad ubilvachi acher mimaris bedamo ashe yizrok hatamid. As long as someone stirs the blood until the blood of the Korban Tamid is sprinkled on the mizbeach, there's a din that if the blood is left to to congeal, I guess. So then that is no good. Right, that messes up the korban. So as long as someone is sitting there stirring the blood, that if the korban pesach that you shechted before the korban tamid, until someone sprinkles the blood of the korban tamid, right, so then everything is fine. And actually, even this rak kasha, if you preempted the sprinkling of the korban tamid and you sprinkled the blood of the korban pesach first, so in that case, that still is kasher bidi evid. Okay, let's see some gemara. Tarna bana with the rabbi. Kesad shalola ochlov. What is this case of people, right, when you shecht it for people who can't eat it? So l'shum chole l'shum zokin. So it is a case where someone is sick or someone is too old, right, they're unable to eat the Korban Pesach. Ketzer shalola nuyov. Well, how do you define people who are not part of that group for the people for the Korban Pesach? So nimnu olav chabur azu v'shaftu l'shum chabur acheres. Right, the people in group A brought you this goat, and you shefted it for the people in group B. So the Gemara says, minani mili. How do you know that those are ma'akev, that will mess up the Korban Pesach? The Tanur Rabbanan will end in a brisa. The pasuk says, b'mechsas nifashos. The full pasuk, just where is it over here? Right, if a house does not have a Korban Pesach, so he can go with his neighbor who's close to his house, with a number of people, with a number of souls, literally. Everybody according to what he is allowed to eat, right? Meaning you have to have enough that each person can have a kazayis. You can count for the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara is going to darshan a couple of words here. B'mechsas, the number, and tachosu, you can count. So the Brisa says, "B'mechsas." What does that teach me? That teaches me that you have to have a registered group, a list, a VIP list to get in to eat this Korban Pesach. You might have thought that if you shecht it for someone who's not on the list, it's just like you—it's like you violated a mitzvah, but it's still kosher, right? It's a lot of halachos, not all halachos, but some halachos, right? There's an isser involved. But whatever you do is still legit. For example, in some marriages, not all marriages, but some marriages have a forbidden union. For example, a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. Okay, a woman who's been divorced. If they do get married, so then they are married, but there's a mitzvah to divorce, right? They're not allowed to live together, right? Okay, but the marriage is still good, as opposed to if someone says, "Arei mikudeshli," to his sister. Because that marriage is nothing. That's not a thing. That doesn't work. So whenever there's an isser, there's always two possibilities. Either the action that you're doing is not valid or it is valid. Right? That's the question here. I mean, how do you know that, yes, okay, I get it, that the Korban Pesach has to be shechted for a group of people. How do you know that it's in the category of Yisurim that if you do it, it's no good? As opposed to the category of Yisurim that if you do it, yeah, it's an isser, but it still works. It still counts. So tamal omer b'mechsas tachosu. When it says it twice, so akosav shana love la'akev. So the pasuk said it twice to make it ma'akev and make it important, make it crucial that if you don't have this aspect, you're not yotze. This is a concept in korbanos that if the very often the pasuk will. Right, if you all just you can see if you look to the right in the Masar Zajaz, you see how many times this puzzle comes up, that this concept of comes up, that the Torah repeated it by Korbanos, and therefore to make sure it's ma'akev, to show you that it's crucial to the service. Right, you have later on Ayin Ches, and a couple times in Yuma, and Yevamos, and Shavuos, and Zvachim, and Nachos, right? It says apparently all over Shas, right? This concept that if the Torah said it twice, so then that is a crucial aspect of the service. Okay, fine. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, no, I'll give you a different proof that tells me that it's crucial. Lashon Serusehu, right? This language, is Lashon Seruse, what is that? So Rashi says over here, Arami, Aramaic. Chachme Umos Korin Lo Linga Shuria. Meaning, this is talking about that the word tachosu means to shecht. And that's what it said. Ka'adam Sha'omer L'chamero Kosli Tlazet. Like the person says to me, shecht this sheep for me. So what does it mean? It means b'michsas, through a number, tachosu, you should shecht. Meaning you have to shecht it for the number of people on the list. Okay, so Gemara says, ashka chan shalom lam nuyev. That, okay, we already learned that if you think of it, right, that a Korban Pesach has to be shechted for whoever's registered. Shalom l'ochla minalam. How do you know that if you have in mind to shecht it for people who can't eat it, how do you know that that's no good? Samakra, ish lefil achlo, tachosu, alasa. Right, what is it? What's right next to each other? Well, the word tachosu is lefil achlo, according to people who can eat it. So itkish ochlan lemnuyin. You see, there's a connection between people who can eat it and people who who are registered for it. So therefore, those two things are the same. Right, and therefore, if you shecht it for someone who can't eat it, so then it's also going to be possible. Okay, what about the next case? On Amar Beis, Shachtu Lamolin. Let's say you did something interesting. Yudea, you shechted it for people who are whoever bris milah, Baruch Hashem, but almas she is kabrubo arelim bizrika. On the but you're, and you're, you know, you're very inclusive. You want the people who are arelim, people who are not do not have a bris milah, to be miskaper. But it doesn't mean to be miskaper, but it means to be yotze through the zrika. Meaning, I'm shechting it for people to eat it who are allowed to eat it, but I want those who do not have a bris milah to also be yotze their chiyuv, quote unquote. Right, so what's the deal? So, and again, here we're talking about arelim. We're not talking about people who don't have a korban pesach here. Here we're talking about, if I'm not mistaken, people who were. Is this where it is? Oh, no, I don't see it in Rashi. I take it back. Yeah, meaning when the Gemara says arelim, there are two possibilities. Meaning someone who does not have a bris milah straight up, and then obviously he's living without a bris milah. There's also a possibility that someone who does not have a bris milah and it's mutter. Why? Because if a person's two older brothers, Rachman al-Tzlan, passed away because of the milah, so that we have a chazaka that we don't do a bris milah on the third one, right? The first, he's a full Jew, but he's an Arel. So I thought that it was talking about that case over here, but I don't see that in Rashi, so I take it back. Either way, so let's say a person wants to say that people who don't have a milah should be yotzei whatever chiyuv they have through the zrika of your carbon pesach, right? Very inclusive, right? Equality, etc. So what's the deal with that? Right? Is that an inappropriate machshava? Because again, you shechted it for the people who do have a bris milah to eat. So Rav Chisda Amar Pasul, Rabba Amar Kasha. So it's machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rabba. Rav Chisda Amar Pasul. Rav Chisda says it's possible. Why? Because yesh machsheves arelim bizrika. If you have a machshava while you're sprinkling it for people who are arelim, people who are not able to eat it, that will mess it up. Rabba Amar kosher, because ein machsheves arelim bizrika. Rabba says kosher because the machshava to provide it to uncircumcised people when you sprinkle it is not relevant. It's not a legitimate machshava. It's not a mindset that you can have, and therefore it's kosher. We ignore that mindset and we say that it's fine. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Allah, how do I know? I'll prove it to you. Titani, look at the braisa. This is a long braisa that's a little bit convoluted. But at the end, again, what are we trying to prove? Ein machsheves ochlin bezrika. That the machshava, the thought process of someone who is not able to eat the korban pesach when you're sprinkling it, that's not relevant. Okay, keep that in mind. The machshava during the zrika is not relevant. So what's going on over here in this braisa? Yachol, you might have thought. What again, think about what we're trying to prove. Yachol, you might have thought, Yivsol b'necha bura habayin imo, that you might have thought that you should passel the Korban Pesach, that if you include someone who's an Arel in the group, again, if you have a bunch of people and one guy is an Arel, so you might have thought that would mess up the entire group. Uvedinhu, but that doesn't make any sense. But because hol the Orla poselis v'tumah poselis, since obviously a person who doesn't have a bris can't eat the korban pesach, right? He would mess it up if it was shechted for it. V'tumah poselis, and it also would be messed up if someone had a machshava to shech the korban pesach for someone who's tamei who can't eat it. So matumah lo asa b'miktsas tumah k'chol tumah. Just like in the case if you had someone tamei in the group, he would not mess up the entire group. And how do we know that? The Gemara is going to learn that tomorrow. So af orla, lo asaba mixas orla, kechol orla. Right? Also too, if you have someone in the group who is not circumcised, that also doesn't mess up the entire group. O kilcha la derech zu. Or maybe the logic should go the other way. Ho of orla poselas uzman poselas. Maybe we should compare orla not to tumah, but to bzman. That since, if just like a person has machshava to eat it after the zman, right? What we said, chutz lazmano, right? The real pigle, midaraisa, it's all midaraisa, but real pigle that'll get you kares, right? Since that will mess it up. So mazman asaba mixa zman kechol zman. Just like if you have intention to shecht it for, or to eat a little bit, even part of the korban, after the time, right? And that will also mess it up. So af orla asaba mixas orla kechol orla. So too, but if you have a part of the people on the roster for this korban who are not circumcised, that will also mess up the entire thing, right? Just like if you had an intention to eat a kazayas, right, or a small piece of this korban after this man, that would mess up the whole thing. So too, if you have one person out of the 10 people on the list, that also he's an RL, so that's also going to mess it up. So who should you compare that to? Who should you compare orla to? You compare it to tuma, and therefore it's not going to mess it up if one person is tame, one person is uncircumcised, Or should we compare it to Zman, the psul of Machshava, that to eat it after the appropriate time period? And therefore, if one person in the group is an RL, it's going to mess it up and it's not going to be a good korban. So Nira Lemidoma, let's see, who should we compare this to? Donin Dover She'ino Nohig B'chol Zvachim, Midover She'ino Nohig B'chol Zvachim. Right? It makes it, it seems to be more logical to compare things that are not, that a halacha that is not shaykh to all korbanos, i.e., Orel, right? Only Orel, the halacha of Orel, the halacha of Orel is only shaykh to korban Pesach. You should also compare it to something else that's not shaykh to all korbanos, which is tamei, which is tuma, right? In Echanami, a person, as Rashi explains, a person who is tamei is not allowed to eat a korban, but he can designate someone else to be a shliach and say that he can also and have that person shechted for it. Right, meaning that it's only the korban pesach that someone who is tamei is not even allowed to send a shliach to do for it. So v'al yochiv zman shenoy b'chol hazvachim, and therefore you shouldn't compare orel to the psul of thinking to eat it after the appropriate time period, because that applies, that psul applies to orkobanos. So maybe we should apply the logic to compare orel to tuma, because they're more similar, because they only apply by a select number of korbanos, i.e., specifically the korban pesach. Or kilchol the derech zu. Or maybe the logic should flip the other way. Donin davar shelo hutar mechlalo, mi davar shelo hutar mechlalo. Something that's not, that does not have any exceptions whatsoever, i.e., like an orel, right? There's no exception to an orel, right? You cannot eat the korban pesach. Period. Hard stop. To something like chutz lizmano that also doesn't have any exceptions, right? I take it back. I mean, Rashi says over here that someone who's an RL can never have any korban. So right. So I mean, even though he can send a shliach, but he cannot eat any korban. So too, right? If you have the machshava chutz lizmano, right? That also, that will mess up every korban. And you shouldn't compare arla to tuma. That does not apply by every korban, right? And Echanami, because Rashi explains that if the korban pesach is brought and everybody is tamei, so then it is mutter. Then it is mutter for someone to eat. So there is a scenario where a tamei person can eat a korban. So maybe you shouldn't compare. Right? Again, the logic flips both ways. Maybe you should compare orla to tuma, because those are specific to korban pesach. Or maybe you should compare orla to what's it called? To chutz lizmano, which is shaykh to every korban. As the Gemara says, tomer lomer zos. Therefore, since you can go both ways, right? You have aspects of each psul that could kind of logically fit with each other both ways. Therefore, we need a pasuk to teach me which way to go. Then the pasuk says zos. Now the Gemara says my zos. Well, what do you learn from zos? Right? Eli medekula orma pasla miktsasa lo pasla. If you'll tell me that, that teaches me if that the entire group is RL, it's no good. But if half the group or a part of the group is an Arelim or not circumcised, then it's not possible, then everything is fine. So a haimi call RL nafka. That teaches us, we learned that already from call RL. That pasuk says that all, meaning if call RL lo yochalbo, right, it's only no good if the Kohen has in mind to shech the korban pesach for, and the entire group is Arelim. Right, so therefore, elo lav harikadani. So no, rather the word zos means this: tamalomar v'chol orel. Really, it said kol orel, meaning kula orla psula, but mitzasa lo pasla. Right, really, that the entire, only if it's shechted for an entire group of arelim is it no good, but if only half the group is arelim, so then it's fine. V'chitemahu atin lezrika, and if you'll tell me the same halacha is true by zrika, tekula arla miapasla, that maybe, at least, if you sprinkle the blood and have in mind for an entire group of arelim, so then it should be no good. Tamalomar zos. Therefore, the pasuk says, zos. B'shchitahu tekula arla miapasla. Only by shchita, that if you think about shechting it for an entire group of arelim, it's no good. Aval zrika, but by zrika, afilu kula arla nami lo pasla. Even if you sprinkle the blood and have in mind for an entire group of arelim, that does not mess up the korban. V'chitema maikulu dizrika. If you tell me why by zrika would it be fine, right? Why would that make sense? Because, and this is the proof what we've been waiting for the entire time. De'ein machshavas ochlin bizrika. Because when you have whatever intention you have for whoever's going to eat this korban, that machshava does not mean anything. That's not a shayach machshava. It's not a legitimate machshava by sprinkling. Right? There's no chiyuv to be zorik to sprinkle the korban pesach for people able to eat it. It's not relevant to the zrika. So therefore, we see again that Rava proves that that if a person did the zrika right for what's it called for the arelim to have kapara, so then everything is fine, and that's why Rava proves that the korban is still kosher because the machshava that you have by zrika for people who are eating it is not relevant. Right? There are other psulim by the zrika, but for specifically for to sprinkle it for people who are not able to eat it, that's not a psul in the sprinkling of the blood. So Gemara says, Rav Chisda, how would Rav Chisda learn? He would learn adrabba, the opposite. Leidach kisa, meaning take the brisa in the opposite direction. Tamalom revachol orel. What does the pasuk mean to teach me when it says all arelim are not allowed to eat the korban pesach? Kula arla psul pasla, mixas or lo pasla, right? Only if you shecht it for the entire group of arelim is it no good, but if you have partially arelim, some arelim and some regular people, then it's not pasla. Aval zrika, but by zrika, not that even if it's entire group of arelim, it's kosher, and the opposite. Afilu miktsasa psula, that even if part of the group is, if you have in mind for part of the group, I mean, again, if you sprinkle the blood for a group that is part arelim and part kosher, part people who have a mila, so then that's going to be psula. That's going to be no good. And if you'll tell me that the same thing should apply to the zrika, ad ika kula arla lo pasla, and meaning that you have to wait until you have a machshava to sprinkle it for the entire an entire group of arelim. Tama lomar zos. Therefore, the pasuk teaches me that the pasuk says zos shchida hu d'miktsasa lo pasla aval zrika zrika afilu miktsasa pasla. It's only by shchita where part of the group is not going to mess up. I mean, if part of the group are arelim, it's not going to mess up your mashava. But if by the zrika you have in mind to be zorik, to sprinkle the blood for a group of people who are circumcised and not circumcised, that will be possible. Again, a little little mesubach, as they say in Israel. They're a little complicated, but stay with us. If you'll tell me what's more machmer, what's more chomor by sprinkling, the lo mikva pigul ela bezrika. The pigul, any messing up of the korban, only is kavua, only becomes established by zrika. What does that mean? Right? Even because, after all, any bad machshava by any of the four avodos, right? The shachting, the halicha, the kabbalah, the zrika, that's going to mess up the entire thing. But pigul is only going to finally take place if it's messed up by the zrika. Meaning, if a kohen does the shchita, and he has machshava to eat it chutz lezmano, right? The worst kind of machshava. He wants to eat it after the normal time, right? But then he does the kabbalah and the halicha and the zrika, and it's with the proper intentions, so then it's fine. Then the korban is actually fine, right? It's only until the zrika, if the zrika is done, meaning everything is up in the air until the zrika. If the zrika is done, it's not the only thing that'll mess it up, but if the zrika is done with the good intentions, then everything is fine. If the zrika is done with bad intentions, so then it's going to mess it up. So that's how the zrika is more machmer, because the zrika is the real koveya of the pigul. So that's why zrika is more machmer according to Rav Chisda. Maskiv la Ravashi. Ravashi asked the following question. We're going to leave today with a question on Rav Chisda's pshat. M'may dehay v'chol orel kula mashma. Well, I don't understand. Where did you get v'chol orel that all of arelim implies that if the kohen has intention for the entire group to be arelim? Dilma v'hay v'chol orel mashma the kol dehu orla. Right? Maybe it means any amount of people who are arelim. Not meaning, again, when you have the word kol, right, all of the arelim, right, so you can... That can imply either everybody has to be an RL for it to be no good, or that can imply even kol shehu, any RL included in the group will make it no good. And then, kasav rachmana zos, then what does the pasuk of zos do? Da'adika kula arla lo pasla, lo shna shchita, lo shna zrika. Then, meaning that's what you would have, the starting point is kol RL, that even any number of arelim will mess up the group if you have a machshava, the shechter for them. And then the pasuk of Zotz teaches me that no, that you have to have the entire mindset for the entire group being arelim. But only at that point, when you have the entire group being arelim and not part of it, right? Maybe that's what the word Zos teaches me. And it doesn't matter whether you're talking about shechita or zrika. So meaning that the word Zos is explaining how to interpret the words of a chol arel. So maybe you should learn like that. So again, we're going to leave off here. But Lamaisa, that's the back and forth, and we'll hope Mitzvah Shem pick it up tomorrow. With Ravashi's understanding of Rav Chisda and Rabba. Have a great night, Rav Osi, depending on where you're listening to this.